Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to another Metal Injection Livecast. Whitney Houston died yesterday. I wonder if our old pal, Seth Putnam, is willing to put aside his racism, if only to let her blow him in hell. Probably not. Oh well, here's the show.
I disagree with Chuck. I think Seth Putnam would gladly take a blowy from Whitney Houston in hell.
I think he'd rather just hang out and do a little crack. They seem to have shared interests in that.
So you're saying they might be friends? Not an idol.
They go score together, but yeah, I don't think he'd be into her physically.
Makes sense.
She's also probably too skinny for him.
That's
and
right.
Ashy.
We will be, this is the Whitney Houston Memoriam Special Edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Does it have to be?
Whitney Houston was a brave soul, doing crack so others didn't have to.
Well,
when
she said
finally
she,
it all caught up with her.
She said she didn't do crack, that only poor people did it. She even said crack was whack.
Yeah. Crack was whack to Whitney. And yet somehow she still decided to partake.
Yeah.
Until that fateful night on February 11th, 2012.
But wasn't it confirmed that she did crack? It's not like they just made
well,
that
Well, by
up.
Who?
I mean, she like got
Whitney Houston
with crack.
Did not do crack. She just freebased cocaine.
Oh.
Now
cocaine that she bought from her high-end Hollywood dealers.
How long before her next song comes out? 2:11, never forget. I mean, we sort of have to now, right?
Let's do it.
2:11. We'll do the remix.
Yes.
We'll just do the
skip
remix.
To the remix.
Right? Yeah.
Never forget Whitney being on crack. I'm sorry, freebasing cocaine.
Now, how many TV fans do you think saw all the Whitney RIP tweets yesterday? And like, oh, that show finally got canceled. Awesome. And then now they're all bummed out. They're like, fuck.
Oh, man.
The show's still
now
on.
That's the only reason they were upset when Houston died. Because it wasn't that.
They got their hopes up.
Oh, well. Well, rest in peace.
My favorite thing was that on Blabbermouth today, he kept posting, like, rock musicians tributes, like Twitter tributes to Whitney. And it's like,
how else can he make it relevant to his site?
Yeah.
Any
good ones?
Want to get a buzz going.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I could look them up.
Has Mustaine chimed in yet?
No.
I'm working on something.
Got a whole album of covers.
I'm your baby tonight.
Can we turn off Whitney Houston?
No, it's a theme.
Can we at least have a better Whitney Houston song?
What do you want?
Can we have Darren singing Whitney Houston?
How Will I Know?
Okay.
Skid Row frontman Sebastian Bach. This is hitting me hard. I used to sing all of Whitney Houston's songs all the time. I absolutely loved her voice. I practiced along to her songs countless times, and her music affects me deeply. I cannot believe how temporary life is.
Oh, come on.
How fragile music is. Everything you know, everything you hold dear can be ripped away at a moment's notice, and you won't even see it coming.
Or after 48 years of hardcore drug abuse.
Well, not either one. Well, not 48 years. She wasn't doing crack out of the womb.
How do you know?
Fair enough.
Maybe she's a crack baby.
I always figured Whitney would record another record that would blow us all away. So sad that was not meant to be.
Instead, she did blow and went away.
I wonder when the last time he even listened to Whitney Houston's album.
Hold on. 48 years old? It makes me sick.
I wish I was 48.
48-year-old baby.
Why are you gonna do with me, Houston? Chris Benoit, you invited me to the Atlanta, Georgia, and you tell it me, you come over, hang out with the Whitney Houston. And I say, okay, I come over, but then you kill it, the Whitney Houston. You're a piece of shit. No good motherfucker. Worse than the Bobby Brown. But I respect you.
You know, Whitney would have shared my
cocaine. Ironcheek actually did some tweets about Whitney.
Get out of here.
Can we get some live reciting?
Hold on a second. I know, hold on. I'll turn off the Sad Hulk music.
Okay. The Whitney need to get the respect. Who win Grammy tonight? Who win Grammy tonight? The better be putting over the Queen, Whitney Houston, or I beat the fuck out of the Lady Gaga. Whitney is the best girl ever. God bless her and her family. Whitney Houston, you break my heart. I love you. God bless you forever. Now, can you just read the last line of the Sebastian Bach tribute? In the Iron Sheik voice.
R.I.P. to the Whitney Houston. My condolences to my friend the Bobby. He's friends with Bobby Brown. And his children. He no killed the children. He a crackhead. He no even killed the children.
Yeah, I can't believe Sebastian Bach wrote that last line. He no crackhead, but he a killed the children.
7 years old, baby.
I feel like if you just tuned into the live cast for the very first time,
hi.
there was nothing metal about that. We were doing Iron Sheik.
Welcome to the show.
Well, he was reading
Iron.
Sebastian Bach is kind of metal.
Whitney Houston number one, Mariah Carey number one, Debbie Gibson number.
Can you read Bret Michaels' tribute to Whitney Houston as the Iron Sheik?
Long. What the fuck is this? This isn't even like... All right. What a great person with a great voice. An amazing talent. She will be missed. Ha! I don't know why. Like,
that wasn't even...
There wasn't anything douche chilly about that.
I first met Whitney when we were on Rome,
oh,
in Rome on tour. I couldn't sleep, so I went down to the lobby. There she was, sitting on the couch.
Just walking down the street.
Reading a book.
Wait,
apparently,
Poison was on tour with Whitney Houston?
Maybe they were just
both were.
No, I
think they just happened to be at the same hotel.
Yeah.
Oh.
I would hope. That would be a weird fucking story.
Apparently, she couldn't sleep either. Because she was on coke, you idiot.
She was waiting for a dealer to show up.
She was getting her weave done, just like him, in the lobby.
Wait, what part?
Hollywood Rocks.
Nick's here, by the way. Hi, Nick.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Nick's
we don't
here.
Have Sean, but Nick is...
Oh, that's right. We just, we're
just
so
we're just
deeply
Nick.
Affected by the death
just
of Whitney.
In.
Different,
Whitney
a different non-Jew white guy is here.
Yeah, Nick's here. In. Sean's not. By the way, Rich Hall's Fupa in the chat said, "I want to before this scrolls away, I want to say, Whitney Houston didn't split any coke with Iron Sheik after Iron Sheik carried her crack over the border for her.
I feel like she would share.
Probably.
Who is Rich Hall's Fupa?
I don't know, but I love that name. Except that he's not fat anymore.
Yeah,
right?
He doesn't.
That's what
have
you were telling me. I haven't seen him since he was in our studio, but it's sad that Rich Hall doesn't have a Fupa anymore.
What died first, Whitney Houston, Rich Hall's Fupa?
I'd say,
Rich Hall's
yeah,
Fupa.
Sure. He says that he's
rest
been
in peace
thin
for a while.
Yeah,
that's good.
Pour out some barbecue sauce in memory of Rich Hall's Fupa.
The other thing about Whitney Houston, I feel, is that, like, how all the professional news outlets are like, there's no known cause at this time of her death. And it's like, really?
Oh.
No known cause?
But here's a clip of her talking about cracking weed.
I wasn't home. I sort of wish I was home so I could watch.
What happened to your voice there for a second?
What?
I sort of wish I was home.
No, I don't know. These headphones are all so weird.
Go on.
No, because I wanted to watch CNN to see, like, the terrible coverage that they were having. Like, imagine, like, there's no news. Like, okay, Whitney Houston's dead. That's all we know. We have to dedicate the next 4 hours of programming to Whitney Houston being
dead.
Get
a camera crew out to the Apollo now. Grab every black person you see.
There's no news. There's nothing to report. But we have to fill 4 hours of content with the death of Whitney Houston.
Well, we have a breaking update. We go now to the field for an expert commentary on Whitney Houston.
That's right. Whitney was about to go to the movie theater with her body grabbed.
What does Bangs think about Whitney Houston? I found some Whitney Houston jokes. You want to hear any of these?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why did Whitney Houston snort Splenda?
Why?
She thought it was Diet Coke.
Aww. Do you think Ron Artest is going to do a tribute song to Whitney?
I sure hope so. What's the difference between Whitney Houston and my piece of junk car?
What?
At least my car can hit 50.
Oh.
That's not bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Whitney Houston died just hours after being asked to be a judge on the next season of X Factor. Personally, I think she made the right decision.
Anthony Jeselnik had some funny tweets. I'll try to find them right now.
Okay. More Whitney jokes, please, if you have any.
Were those by just like random
It's
people
Whitney
Twitter,
Rama
or?
Tonight on the Metal Injection Livecast. How soon is too soon? We'll explore all night long. Mm-hmm. That's if there was a promo on like a radio station that we're on earlier in the day to hype up our show.
That's what it would sound like.
That's what it would be.
But
would
we
be
don't
it.
Need it because we're in
but
the
then
show.
There would also be like parts like Whitney Houston is dead. Find out what happens when Whitney Houston dies and then four Jews and then what not you get in a room and talk shit about it. It's the Metal Injection Livecast tonight on WINJ.
Followed immediately by Piercing Metal.
Oh my god.
The Piercing Metal Hour. 1 hour of really outdated music.
Why don't you offer him to do to do a podcast on Metal Injection. Yeah. Just, and you never have to post it, but just tell them to, like, audition and just to see what it would sound like so we could hear it for our pleasure.
And then we could use it for the show.
You know what, though? He can really use the hits. That's why I want to just let all of our users know about piercingmetal.com.
What? I want you to get his Facebook.
So just tell all our users to go to the forum so they could talk to him there.
That's right. He's recently active in our forum.
I couldn't believe
he just
that.
He finally just found the reply button.
Unless there's some really good troll.
Well, he uses dial-up internet, so he
if
finally
a really
was able
good troll,
to learn.
But no, that trolling would be too accurate. Too good.
It was very, like, nondescript. He just said hello and introduced his site, so I don't feel it was a troll.
Yeah.
I think it's really him. But does he not know that he's a livecast meme?
I don't know if he understands what a podcast is. So
really?
No,
how old is he?
I'm making a joke. I don't know how old he is, but he's older.
Well, he stopped saying hello to me at shows and kissing my neck.
Really?
Well, that's good. Maybe your
disgusted
face did that, though. That might not be
the
show.
Oh, okay. I guess so.
Or maybe not. What were you, by the way,
Neil Brennan has a really good tweet that he just tweeted. Whitney Houston will be dead tweeting the Grammys tonight.
Oh man.
Because she's not alive.
But that's
not
that
tweeting.
Anyone who died could say that. That's not even a Whitney Houston
tweet. Yeah.
The Anthony Jeselnik tweet was, Whitney Houston being dead is worse than when Michael Jackson was alive.
Oh, man.
Which is true.
I mean, that's accurate.
For the children. It's worse for the children.
Right. Well, no children really like Whitney Houston nowadays.
Well,
come on.
Yeah, I guess nowadays.
Please.
Her back children, maybe?
Yeah.
Ray J?
Yeah, Ray J.
If you want to give your tribute to Whitney, we're opening our phone lines to all Whitney fans tonight, not just metalheads.
And we're taking donations.
For the Whitney Houston Pays for Metal Injection's Next Ounce of Weed Fund.
So what's the hotline number, Rob?
The hotline is 646-929-1357. We want your phone calls.
If anybody wants to just call in and sing a little bit of your favorite Whitney Houston song, that's fine.
If anybody calls,
really appreciate
if anybody
that.
Calls in and sings Whitney Houston, they will get themselves a free CD.
If
how about
we,
that?
If we could have Shlomo singing "The Greatest Love of All,"
oh my God! Can we get Shlomo? What does how does Shlomo feel?
I believe the children are off you.
Now he's Elmer Fudd.
He's like that. He's similar to. You don't see a little Fuddism in there?
I suppose. It's Lava. Buried under lots of other things, but yeah, I suppose.
What did Whitney Houston and Apollo 13 have in common?
What?
A major crack problem.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Poor Whitney. More jokes.
Has Gilbert Gottfried weighed in? I don't follow him on Twitter, but I'd assume.
What did Whitney Houston and Apollo 13 have in common? A major crack problem.
That's what he said. That was his joke. I just stole it. No, I'm kidding. What are you telling us?
Oh, his one tweet was, did you hear the shocking news? Bobby Brown is still alive. R.I.P. Whitney Houston.
That's his. He doesn't want to lose any more jobs, so he's going to take it easy.
That's all he said?
That's all he said.
It wasn't that good.
So we have the
moderate thrash.
What are you telling us a story about someone complimenting you?
Well, I'm growing my hair long.
Wait, hold on, Rob. Before you start your story, we have someone on the line.
Sure. Hello? Who's there?
Hello, people of Metal and Zephyr.
Oh, my God, it's Shlomo. Hi, Shlomo.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
Did you say hello, darling?
Guys.
It's a dies.
Guys,
it's been forever since we've heard from you. I want to give you a Shabbat. What?
Go ahead.
No, so where have you been?
Whatever. Life. Life will be life.
You have a girlfriend, Shlomo?
Nope. Of course.
That's right. Is available.
So what's been going on with your life that's occupying
you? Well, finally, whatever. Now back to second term now.
Are they teaching
second term college?
Yes.
Well,
are teaching how to make masa yet? What year is that in school?
Well, it's fourth year. Last grade.
Senior year.
Yes, senior year, yes.
When you graduate, do you become a Rebbe?
No.
Shlomo, how do you feel about that girl who recently, like, renounced her Judaism?
What?
There's this article in the New York Post where...
Well, not her Judaism, just her Orthodox Judaism.
Yeah, like, being an Orthodox chick.
With the faith...
I heard of it, but it seems to be a case of an extreme idea being thrown away because of the fact... Because of the lack of moderation.
It's an extreme what? What is it?
A extreme because what she was sophomore or something like that, and she threw away belief because of the extreme idea of her past beliefs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What are her beliefs? I don't even know.
I think if I remember correctly, she was a summer chassid. She had a few children, was married, whatever, yada, 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 et cetera. And well, the fact that the extreme ideas of her. Of her community's type of Judaism, she kind of went away from it because of her extremes, which is in summer.
Interesting, but we have to get to the more important topic, which is
yes, the dead crack user.
Yes, will you honor Whitney Houston, rest in peace, by singing along to a Whitney Houston song?
Like a song of a black woman.
Well, you could look at it this way. Because if you're racist, you know, you don't approve of you being racist, but that's your choice. But you could always, like, look at it as your dishonor by butchering her song.
Good idea.
What do you think?
Come on, Shlomo. You know I believe
theme.
The children are the future.
Or no, we could do the bodyguard theme. We could do.
Come
what
on,
Shlomo.
Think
I will always love you.
Original composition.
Just do it.
You mean
I will always.
But you have to let him get the. Give him time to get the lyrics.
I don't have the lyrics.
Here,
you
it's just
go
playing.
Online.
Just sing along. Just hum along.
He needs the words.
Yeah.
You gotta go. That's the words, he'll do it.
I hope, like, his mom is in the room listening to
him. I see the call.
I know right now.
That was the worst part of it. Oh, I'm singing a Whitney Houston song. Love me.
My darling, you. Birthday hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Pop. Hip-hop.
Hip-hop? What about hip-hop?
I hate pop.
You hate pop, is what you said. You hate your pop.
I hate pop.
Why? Why do you hate pop?
I mean...
You're a hipster. It's
too blended. Too blended.
It's too what? Blended? That's what I thought.
Too blended.
It's blended.
Blended.
Branded.
It's too commercial.
Really having a hard time understanding you.
Oh really? No.
All right, I don't know.
I like bands like Black Veil Brides better. My Bloody Valentine.
You like My Bloody Valentine?
Really?
you? Were you even born when they were around?
Surprises me.
They have good music.
What's your favorite album?
I don't know. I mean, I'm listening to their music on Slacker.
On what? Wait, on what?
Slacker.
Wait. What music program?
Slacker.
Oh, Slacker. Not Schlacker.
For Jewish.
Schwitzer.
It's like J-Day. So, yeah. I want him to do the bodyguard. The other one. I believe the children are the future.
Oh, Gino, I believe the children are the future.
Let him
everyone
go Google the lyrics.
The greatest love
yeah,
of all.
you should just say the lyrics. We want a spoken word rendition.
Fine. What's the name of the song?
Greatest love of all. I was forced to sing that in one of my graduations.
I feel like around that time, if you were in school, everyone was forced to sing.
Yeah.
Greatest love of all by By who?
Whitney Houston?
By the Who. It was originally recorded by the Who.
Houston, we have a problem.
I get it. I see what you're doing.
There's no business like show business.
So, you got it?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
Okay.
It's your big moment. It's your first single since the Slayer cover that you did. Hold on. I got that.
I think Shlomo had too much grape juice tonight.
Yes. You're dead. It's me, Butcher. It's your death.
All right. Are you ready, Shlomo?
Yes.
Let's hit it.
I believe that children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they've left inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children laugh and mind on how they are today. Save their body. Searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to.
It's amazing. When he's trying to do a fake voice, he's much easier to understand.
I know.
I was thinking they
need. No. Sorry, my sister wanted to be touched to me.
Put her on the phone. Tell her what's up.
No.
Speak it.
No.
Just say the rest of the line.
Put Hadassah on the phone. Come on.
Fine. I never found anyone to fill my needs. I lonely place to be. She learned to depend on me. And that is long ago. Dude, that sounds like that could be kind of crappy metal song. That could easily be some kind of crappy metalcore song.
Yeah, I agree.
Be some crappy metal sort of song. You're right.
She's going to play you a song. She covered it.
I mean, some metalcore band must have covered it. I mean, it's
this is his riffing on the song. Let him go. He's a genius.
He's like Richard Belzer.
Yeah, babe. Greatest love of all, babe.
No,
now he's John Cage. All right.
That's but firstly, one thing would be if I'm called Dream Pop or probably anything that might seem pop, probably Dream Pop or like whatever, Bass Pop or whatever, you know,
right.
whatever.
The Shlomo, Shankletown wants you to yell out, "I am the table." Can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
I am the table.
Table.
I am the table.
Yeah, do that. Copy.
One more time, Shlomo.
I am the table.
No, sing it like James Hetfield.
Way too clear.
I am the table.
Now say it sexually.
I am the table. I am the table.
I am the
room. I am the room.
I am the new.
I am the new.
The new.
Worship! Worship!
Worship! Worship!
Then I'll be a heartbreak.
And then I'll be a heartbreak.
Alright, now they want you to do some Morbid Angel. You remember that song?
Go. We need to play that more.
It never comes up. I don't know.
Okay, Shlomo, thank you so much for entertaining us. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Who are you backing for president, by the way? Who's your Republican nominee?
Personally, I like Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, why?
Personally.
Did you see the fact that he's the best or the worst? Of course.
Oh, so you're saying he's like the lesser of evils, is that right?
Yes.
But of people that might actually get the nomination, who's your guy?
Probably Romney. I mean, he's one of the least lesser moral fags on the president.
He doesn't like immoral fags? Is that what he said?
I don't like moral fags.
Moral?
Whoa, no need for that kind of language.
Fine, moral friends.
I thought I was joking.
I think he said facts.
Facts. Yeah.
Okay. Moral friends.
Moral friends?
I give up. Well, thank you, Shlomo. It was great to talk to you.
Whatever.
This has been Shlomo reporting on the political scene.
All right.
Thank you for being a good sport, Shlomo. We'll send you off.
Pew, pew, pew.
Laser blast.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. No.
All right. See you later. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. That was one of our
favorite. My face hurts from laughing so much.
Morbid Toaster has a good point. Isn't Randy Blythe running in the presidential election?
Well, if the interview that we had with him a few weeks
ago. Bly, his name is, right?
Randy Bly, he
confirmed that.
Mm-hmm. He is the president. He already is the president.
He is. When did this happen?
Of course.
He was saying that on our show.
Oh.
Yeah. Death Slicer in the chat is asking if you can call right now. You can call. We will answer.
Okay. Good.
Death Slicer is our fan from Norway.
Be prepared to sing Whitney Houston for us.
Yeah.
Everyone who calls in today has to sing a different Whitney Houston song. Oh, that's a line.
Sir?
Death Slicer?
Eric?
What's up?
Hello.
How's it going? Oh, you're from Norway?
Yeah, it's me from Norway, and you know.
What?
By the way, Shlomo stole my thunder. I was supposed to say, worship, worship.
Worship!
I am the table!
Wait, say that again?
I am the table!
Pretty good.
I am the table!
So,
I am the table!
What this one?
Throw it away!
Throw it away!
Wow,
that was good.
Awesome. Sounds just like a 17-year-old man doddering in the corner.
Throw it away!
Worship!
Do some Morbid Angel for us.
Morbid Angel, I don't know any songs, but I only know the growling. Like...
Kill the cop, cop, kill the cop, cop, kill the cop.
This guy's a talented mimic.
Oh, by the way, guys, if I for some reason hang up, just call me back. I sent Rob a private message with my number.
No,
I'm running so short on cash right now.
It costs like $8 million to call you, doesn't it?
We are.
Yeah, it costs a fucking lot. But you're fucking worth it as well, because you're so... Because I cannot possibly avoid fucking rubbing the ass.
What?
I don't know if I want to hear
that part.
I'm kind of glad that was obscured by his talking. What happened? Why?
You're so... Huh? But I was going to say, you guys are so worth it. It's so worth trying to get closer to fuck rubbing the ass.
Why do you want my rectum so bad, sir?
Because... It's just like that. You're a special person, and therefore I would like to fuck you because you're a special person.
Are you gay?
Yeah. Anything wrong with it. You really are.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gay.
Oh, okay. There's nothing wrong with that if you are.
But
you're saying that.
But I am a worshipper.
You just want to worship your.
You just.
Dad,
oh, just a little anal worship.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I want to worship his anus.
Do you want Rob to sit on your face?
This is getting very weird.
That would probably be a good thing. Yeah, but
won't work.
I think I would have rather you sit on my face.
Yeah. Oh, he likes you better now.
It's like the live cast's greatest hits. This guy's doing.
Yeah. It's like why don't we go to my house, move some bricks, and have some motherfucking fun?
Yeah. Try to steal your fucking.
I like it. No, I think he's good.
Sorry, Darren. I'm not trying to steal your thunder. You're a great man.
I love it. I love when you.
Do you do the Iron Sheik voice? Can we hear that little Norwegian?
Fucking bullshit! Why did you kill it, Daniel? He was only 7 years old, baby. You fucking kill him, you fucking piece of shit! Bullshit!
That was okay.
I think do we lose him?
It wasn't as good as the James, I would say. But it was pretty good.
I guess, for a Norwegian guy, I suppose. It's a lot of dueling accents.
I want to hear his Patrick Swayze.
Oh, my God. That's probably better than mine.
That's aren't you sad now? That's like something that's not even relevant enough to do anymore.
It wasn't even relevant then. The only reason it's relevant now is because Sean has the tattoo for the rest of his life.
That's true. I miss it. I like the Patrick Swayze segments.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Sean was coming in. We have a visitor.
So
we lost. We really lost him.
Yeah,
he's gone.
It's all right. Oh. Rob, you were going to tell the story about awkward comment somebody made about your physical appearance.
It wasn't an awkward comment. It was quite the compliment to continue this Rob self confidence boost.
Uh-huh.
I was just at like a friend's family function, and one of my friend's parents' friends commented to him while we were like smoking weed. He just came over and was like, hey, can I smoke weed with you guys? And then he was like, by the way, your friend over there, me, your friend over there looks like a Greek gladiator.
Did he say that about you?
Yeah, about me, because of my longer hair.
Very awkward statement.
And then my friend was just like, oh, let me introduce you to my friend Rob. Why don't you tell him?
Did you get his phone number?
No, I did not.
How much older than you was he?
Would you say he
was a bear?
He was fairly older than me. He's old enough to be my dad.
Bear,
not older than my dad.
He could be his cub.
Yes, I would be his cub. Right, I guess that is the terminology.
I would say you were the Greek god Tostitos. But why is everyone suddenly like all men are attracted to you?
There was another guy, like a friend of theirs, of his, that backed him up.
The
He's
hair.
Like, oh yeah, you look very. There is some sort of. Middle Eastern god-like look to you.
Well,
and
the
I'm
Middle
like,
Eastern.
Why
are
you
god-like.
People?
See, that's what it is. You're a niche past 6,000 years ago.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But why? Like, do you think these are people that didn't know you before?
They don't know
right?
me at all. Yeah, this is
so
the first time I've seen them.
I was thinking maybe it was like you know you lost weight and they were noticing that and they knew
no,
you.
No.
Just
I think also like the beard and the hair is like at a length. That
yeah,
he
did change your hair. It looks nice.
And he was also wearing his silver jacket.
Oh
no, I was not wearing. I need to really wear that out more. I haven't figured out.
I feel like you need to get silver sneakers.
Yeah, I need to. It'll bring it all together.
I don't know, man. This might be a little over the top. That was good for when you're interviewing celebrities.
No, I'm going to start wearing it all over the all over the area.
I don't recommend that.
I do.
All right.
For our amusement.
Are you going to take a break? Or?
Yeah, no, were you going to say something?
No, we have something on deck for that to talk about, but you can take the break first.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel like we really need to bring up the metal since we just spent a little too much time talking about Whitney Houston. So let's play a little Pig Destroyer right now. Here's Thought Crime Spree on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Right. Hi, this is Dave Hill from Show Business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection live cast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Sean is probably outside smoking a cigarette and hoping someone notices him. What a ginger poozy. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. This is we This is Chuck Blandington. Phil Anselmo had the right idea. But instead of having people call me White Man, you should address me as Big Bad Steel Robo Daddy from downtown Mechanical Pleasure City. Any questions? You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Noah, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it. We'll be right back. Hey man, got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the Metal Injection live cast. Here it is.
All right, we are back for our number dose.
Do you have any joints?
That's two in Spanish.
No, my joint. The rest of it.
Oh,
or do we finish it?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is an off-air conversation. They don't need to know about the joints that we smoke.
Someone already know.
During the break, and the chat brought up an Iron Sheik tweet, which was great.
Well, you should just go to his Twitter page right now,
which
because
right
he now. Is live tweeting the Grammys, and Sheik is on fire.
Well, this is the one that he said. Where is it? I don't know. So many. Hold on. I'll just read a few of them randomly, and then I'll get to that one.
Okay.
First he said, the Whitney needs to get the respect. And he said, the Chris Brown beat up microphone tonight, not the girl. The Chris Brown having to sex Joan Rivers and then beat her up like I fuck up the Bob Backlund and the Brian Blair. Rihanna win Grammy for being dumb bitch going back to boyfriend who beat her. Hulk Hogan win Grammy for best grasshopper dick. Ultimate Warrior win Grammy for best no dick, no balls, fag cocksucker.
How do you really feel, Sheik?
I can't even get through it.
Yeah, sorry, that was hard.
This is a good one. The Lionel Richie, the legend. He not the Virgil.
If you want to follow the Iron Sheik, his Twitter handle is the_IronSheik. Don't forget the underscore.
Yeah.
And if you want to give us a call, the number to dial is 646-929-1357.
He's calling with a question for Nick, our guest, if you like.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nick constructs instruments for a living. Musical
right?
instruments.
I didn't even know
He's
that.
A luthier.
luthier apprentice. I'm still learning.
So
aren't we all learning? Isn't that journey called life, Nick?
The life journey is very learned.
Yeah.
What kind of instruments do you play?
It's mostly just bass guitars.
Oh, okay.
Space guitars?
Space.
Guitars for space?
Would you consider yourself a luthier king?
What?
Like Martin Luther King? Get it? See what I did this Black History Month? Come on.
Yeah.
Try to tie it in.
Very nice. Very nice. Settle yet. All right.
Yeah, so if anyone has a question about wood, he's your guy.
Jesus Christ.
Especially if it's morning wood.
Literally, I'll be at like my apartment and then show them people pictures of shit or whatever because they're like, oh, show me what you do, blah, blah. And it's like, I find myself just going on and on and on and on. It's just like, all right, please, at any point, get me away from the computer and shut me up. I don't know. That's not really that funny. But
kind of like what's happening right now, right? How you're just going on and on and on.
You're talking to me. I'm answering your question.
Somebody needs to just get you to shut the hell up.
All right, Rob. Thank you.
So tell us more about... please, go on about your base building.
Morning wood.
No, how long... So you were an apprentice. How long have you been studying?
Since the summer.
And why bass guitars? What drew you to this profession?
No, that's not my choice. But that's just what
it chose you.
That's what the company makes. Yeah, well, yeah, kind of did. I mean, that's what I wanted to do in high school and
build instruments.
Yeah, make guitars. And I always just thought, oh, it was too hard. But then I got into aspects of woodworking, and then I saw this posting online. Went in for an interview, and they said, all right, here's a guitar, work on it. So I worked on it, and then they said, all right, you know, we'll let you know. And they put my guitar on top of a stack of like 6-7 other guitars. Mm-hmm. And then they call me 2 weeks later, like, yeah, we'll offer you the position. Yeah. Fucking 401k, healthcare, living wage.
And now he makes basses for Victor Wooten.
Yeah, Victor Wooten's bases.
Who the hell is Victor Wooten?
Is he related to Tito Wooten?
Tito Wooten.
Must be a jazz guy.
Just we don't
have this crazy
funk
bass player.
He's like a bass shredder guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Like he's like the Joe Satriani of bass? Is that
yeah,
bass?
Sort of. You know Jaco?
Yeah. Jaco Pastorius?
Yeah. So his son, I had lunch with his son 2 days ago. He yeah. came in the shop and he picked out his new bass. Mm-hmm. And
no need to drop
mage name drop.
I thought that was pretty big deal. No, Jocko's kid.
Have you met Diane Sheik though? That's what I'm. Really
I've not, but I'm gonna follow him.
I have.
I thought it was so Rob. I thought it was Rob's.
Which bassist has the best grasshopper dick? I can't even say this.
There's some people.
It's too good. It's grasshopper dick is too good. I can't take it.
I don't know what a grasshopper dick is.
It's whatever you want
to dick that, I assume it's a dick that looks like a grasshopper.
It's like the Rorschach test of
fetuses. Oh, I thought it was green.
I thought it was, he's saying that Hulk Hogan has a small penis.
But the best one. So it's an award-winning small penis.
He's of the small penises, he has the best.
So the boat might be small, but the motion of the ocean is award-winning.
I guess that is what he said.
Just like Ultimate Warrior, of all the no dick, no balls, fag cocksuckers, he's the best one.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
Whatever you do, just do it well. It's fine.
Nick, I was surprised to see this, but they're actually referencing your work on Metal Injection as Lord Worm in the chat. Which is amazing.
Awesome.
You played Lord Worm.
I did.
The former frontman of Cryptopsy.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little of that? A little Lord Worm?
Walking at night, I sometimes feel... I'm one with everything. Thank you.
Wow.
For that one, no warning.
Great.
I feel really close to that character.
Zodiac Killer asks, does Lord Worm have a grasshopper dick?
You should have read that as Lord Worm.
Okay, grasshopper dick has to be the title of the show.
We're stealing it.
Wow, I really tried. But
you're drooling, Rob.
The words came into my head, and I just was laughing already before I could say them.
You don't have Nick's talent of saying funny things without laughing. That's a
deadpan. Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah, I watched some of those Lord Worm. I have no idea how you got through those without cracking the fuck up.
I really put myself there, man. You know, Hollywood should come calling.
I was in Alaska.
So much fun.
And bears were masturbating.
Yeah. The Alaskan timber wolf.
Yeah.
That's how I became Lord Worm, bitten by the timber worm. The burly worm, 7 feet tall, muscles like the Sheik.
Talking about our VJ search episode.
Yeah, those are
you look in the archives, Jules.
And Lord Worm was in the Halloween episode, too.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Should I spoil it? He was the
and
killer.
Right, and he was in the Saturday Night Live parody we did.
I don't remember the Halloween one.
You were the killer. You were the killer at the end.
It was like a slasher
shot
thing.
Shot in that house.
I remember that it was Candace's house.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
Yep. But you remember the SNL one?
Yeah, that was awesome.
You did the opening thing.
Yeah, Wormfest.
Yeah. I think it's my favorite episode, the SNL one, of all of them.
What?
Music is playing.
And
me.
I went on Victor Wooten.
Yeah.
I feel like we're like in a jazz club.
Yeah. Noah felt got wet when she heard. That's our theme song for today.
I'm just gonna keep wearing a diaper.
So
really.
So what about that Hasidic thing that we're gonna talk
about?
Yeah,
let's talk about it.
You run down basically what happened, Sid. You know, you're more well versed in this, right?
I
thought you brought it up.
No, I think no.
No, I found it. There was this girl who basically said she didn't want to be an Orthodox Jew anymore.
Uh-huh. Good. That should be the end of the story.
And then she became like this, like wild girl.
Right.
Like she has like sex and stuff. But I thought it was
interesting. She just became a regular girl.
She just became a normal girl that lives in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm.
But the thing went into the sex lives of all the Jews,
yeah.
Right?
Because she was like in some super Orthodox sect of the Orthodox.
But those motherfuckers, man, like my neighborhood, they're outside, like when Shabbos ends, they're outside smoking weed. And
yeah, this is the Williamsburg ones that like, you know,
yeah,
the women have to sit in the back of the public buses.
The interesting part is that she's like, there's an actual rule that you learn before getting married that you were never supposed to look at genitalia. You can't look at yours, and you can't look at his.
That's how
it's
they
always
keep,
dark.
But have you seen those people? Would you want to look at
their
genitalia?
Well, that's how they keep people from knowing that they have grasshopper dicks. They just fucking put it, they cover everything up.
You can't look at it when you're doing it.
Which yeah, is, she said there's no hole in the sheet.
There's also another...
No, she's saying like they don't use a sheet, basically. But it's pitch dark, and you're wearing your nightgown rolled up to your waist.
No
boob
touching.
There's also another rule. You're not allowed to feel the guy's penis inside you, which is why they all have tiny penises.
Yeah. Natural selection.
And then, after the first time, you have to call a rabbi, and he asks the man questions. Did this happen? And he declares you either unclean or not yet consummated.
But what's the question?
Like,
did his
like,
ding
what,
go inside of your hoo-ha?
Well, no, no, you ask the guy.
Question.
Yeah, like...
Oh, no, they basically ask if she bled.
Yeah.
She bled on him.
Did you poke her hard enough?
Yeah. Oh, that's
but
like to tell she's a virgin?
It's just weird that the two outcomes are either you're unclean or your marriage hasn't been consummated yet. Like, neither one of those sound like good outcomes.
Yeah they're not.
Well, they're Jews. They're
no, it's saying once you're consummated, you're unclean because you bled.
But I'm just saying the terminology is like...
So after the first time, your honeymoon is a no-sex period.
Are you allowed to, like, donkey punch? Is that...
I think that's allowed.
Only when you're fucking a donkey.
For 2 weeks every month, he can't touch you. He can't hand you a glass, even if your fingers don't touch. Yeah, so put it down on the table, and then you pick it up.
This is what Shlomo's sex life is going to be like.
Imagine.
Oh.
So sad.
We should have Shlomo call back and tell us if, you know.
No, he said they're Hasidic. He's not Hasidic.
Oh.
Wow, come on.
I don't
he
know
could
the difference,
along.
To be honest.
I really don't either, honestly. No idea.
You're sitting on a sofa. You have to have a divider between you.
Well,
why do they follow
where
this
Where do they buy the dividers? Is there like a special section?
No, it's like one of those cup holders.
Come to Yid Divider Town on Williamsburg Street.
So you're saying the dividers have holes in them so they could put their beverages?
Or their grasshopper dicks.
Oh, my God. If there's a question about your period, you take the underwear and put it in a Ziploc bag and give it to your husband. That's not even the gross part. He takes it to the synagogue and pushes it into this special window, and the rabbi looks at it and pronounces it.
Sniffs it.
Kosher or not kosher. It's like death or no death.
It's like CSI. They're taking their fucking panties off.
Could you imagine what that room smells like?
It's probably. Well, we have an expert on the line.
Oh, boy.
Shlomo, are you there?
Hello.
Are you unclean?
I am. If you mean that could it's two generations today, you mean if I could, like, two generations today already?
What?
Excellent. You've helped a lot. Sort
Say
this out.
In your James Hetfield.
Two generations already.
Six generation of what?
Killed. Nothing. Okay, anyway.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second? I just wanted to say that Shankletown just said Shlomo lost his virginity by fucking the English language. are you saving yourself for marriage, Shlomo?
Huh?
This is the most unromantic conversation right now.
Are you saving yourself for marriage? Have you nailed any Jewish broads?
No, I have not.
You have not, or you are not?
I have not.
You have not, but is that like...
If a girl comes up to you and is like, Shlomo, let's have sex, what would you say? A nice Jewish girl.
Like your sister?
No.
Not nice.
More likely to do with a non...
Oh, yeah, would you have sex with a non-Jew?
Would you fuck Nicki Minaj?
No, she is black.
Would that... Where did they put that bag?
I heard an explosion somewhere.
Where did they put that bag?
What?
With a bag. With a bag or without a bag?
With or without a bag? Oh, Nicki Minaj with a bag? Are you serious?
Bag. With a bag or without a bag?
Why do you think Nicki needs a bag?
Have you ever grasshopper dick, Shlomo? Can you say grasshopper dick? Say it for us, please. Maybe you can say it.
So why wouldn't you fuck Nicki Minaj? Tell me.
Because she looks like a hollow monster creature. I think like a gremlin.
What kind of girls do you like?
A gremlin.
Gremlin.
What kind
gremlin.
Of like? Do you like blondes? Do you like brunettes?
Which do you like? Kind of like one of the good-looking Syrian girls, you know?
Syrian girls? Is that what you said?
Good-looking ones.
Oh, not the
good-looking
sea monsters.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Just good-looking women, Mom. Noah, do you find Noah attractive? Have you seen the 70,000 tons of metal pictures?
But
he's evading the question.
Too old.
She's too old.
I'm too old.
Noah, I kind of agree. You really are too old. No, I'm kidding. Come on.
Well, he's a minor anyway.
No, he's not. He's 18.
I'm 18.
Yeah, he's over 18. He's been calling us for a year and a half. He was 17 back then when he started. Right?
Look okay.
Okay.
Is he like your stuttering John?
Sort of.
That's
what
it is?
Oh, more right. Crackhead Bob.
I'm trying to figure out, like, all right, what the fuck is this guy's deal?
He's an Orthodox Jewish kid who's has Asperger's, and he's deaf in one ear.
Oh.
I thought you were
and
here
he likes
for
metal.
He's a metalhead. And he's conservative, arch-conservative.
I became more libertarian.
Oh,
libertarian.
Yeah, he says. And he says he supports Ron Paul.
Oh.
I am more libertarian in the end.
Nick, I believe.
So wait, why don't we get him to get a camera and crash parties and stuff?
I would love to. I don't know. You trust him with a camera?
Well, it'll be his camera.
I got to see how he walks first. Left foot, right foot. Then.
Well, they met him.
Yeah, he came to one of the shows, one of the Metal Injection Metal Sucks shows.
Cool.
We met him.
Yeah, he's like 5'3", right?
Yeah, Grudel.
Bro, are you playing Minesweeper over there?
What? Grudel.
I thought you zoned out.
I'm here.
I'm Grudel. Okay, I'm thinking of a new article now. That's what I mean. Another thing to talk about.
I don't know.
It's a new article from MSNBC, that MSN, that com, whatever.
Really? I'm understanding you.
Okay. 200 priests suspected of abuse live in California, victims' lawyer says. And the previous quote, one of the best quotes of it, he would rape me and then say that it was what love feels like.
He would rape you? Who raped you?
No. It's a quote from the article.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you sure you weren't reading erotic blogs?
I love that you just hear like some girl in the background like,
what?
I feel like his mother probably has the same dynamic that we do. Like, she hears three words that he says. And she's like, what? Somebody raped you? Oh, my God.
Is
this Civic Kelly? Is his mother?
It says, one of the boys, which Catholic priests raped when he was a child. And when the question was said, he would rape me and then say, this is what God's love feels like.
I need to pull the Remy.
You're unclean, Shlomo.
I have 6 sets of panties in Ziploc bags. They need
Papa's cooking.
Are you going to get hit with a ruler?
Shlomo, hold the phone up. Also, yeah. What? Give her the phone. Put her on.
No, I put the quote in the chat box.
You can't fucking get a word out, Jesus Christ!
I put the quote in the chat box.
He would rape me and then say that this is what God's love feels like.
Oh my God!
That could be an episode title. But
God's love.
A little wordy.
What God's love feels like?
I'm torn between wanting to drink a beer with this guy and strangling him.
I'm just kidding.
But I feel like his tension is heightened and it's making his speech pattern
yes.
worse. Like his mother is making her.
Is it your mom?
No, my sister.
Give her the phone.
Give her the phone. Put her on. Put her on.
I don't think you'd like it.
No, he'd like it.
Is she a libertarian with a club foot?
Low.
No.
Low. It's Michelle Bachman in a wig.
Well, Bachman is a Jewish name.
Yeah.
Wait, how is she not Jewish? Her name is Bachman.
German. Ah. Well, it's not German. German is a Western.
Thank you.
Western European.
Yeah. He's got her Ancestry.com page on bookmark.
He's in her house.
No single. No, single.
Oh, Shlomo, I never get that.
Okay,
Shlomo, are you ever going to go out on a date?
Yeah, what's
the... I probably went to college or after college or whatever.
So you're not going to have an arranged marriage?
No.
But it has to be a Jewish girl, right?
I would imagine so.
Has your sister tried to set you up with any of her friends?
No.
Do you want her to? Or do they all look like, you know, bags?
No.
They look like who?
Bags.
No.
I thought you said bags.
What am I, Shlomo?
No, I don't. They she is currently, she is pretty clean. She has a pretty clean mind today.
She has a clean mind.
Clean mind.
I don't know. That's what
your
he said.
Your sister has a clean mind today? Is that what you
just said?
Just
today?
No, she has a clean mind. They didn't care about the marriage or whatever.
But she might want...
Neither did my sister.
Whenever he starts...
My sister.
I don't think an N-word's coming.
Yeah.
Neither of my sisters care currently about the future of marriage.
Put her on the phone.
Yeah, the chat room's demanding to talk to your sister.
Yeah. Well, if you're not going to do it, I feel like we had a good suggestion, actually, in the chat. Ask him how many celebrities died yesterday. How many celebrities died yesterday, Shlomo?
How many today? For all I know, was the day before that was Whitney Houston.
So how many was that?
At least one. Perhaps you might have celebrities when...
Lie to the chat. Shlomo fucked Whitney before she died and told her this is what and then he came.
He wanted to say it was God's love, but he couldn't get it out.
It's what God's grasshopper dick feels like. That too.
Oh boy. Oh, Shlomo.
What?
Going on. Okay, sign language. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay.
Welcome back, Rob.
How's it going?
Rob took a little nap during Shlomo's call.
Yeah, you didn't talk at all.
You guys were handling it. I don't understand. I didn't see any way for me to contribute to that.
You morphed into Sean there.
I was not playing Words with Friends.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't have that installed on my...
You can't spell.
That too.
What do we have on tap there? Rob. Okay.
If my
I have
that. Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
All right.
I didn't know we were doing this.
Whoa.
Nick, have you played Thrash or Trash it before?
Don't think so.
So you can be the foil for our audience that doesn't know how to play this game. Rob, would you like to explain?
Well, Thrash it or Trash it is a simple game where people in the chat will give us links for bands to play, and then we will play it live on the air, and as we're listening to it, we give our live opinion of what exactly we think of the music we're listening to. Then, after about a minute of listening to it, we each go around the room and we say if we thrash it, which means we like it, or we thrash it, or trash it.
And we also do a circle jerk.
That
was last week.
So thrash or trash. And then if everyone in the room says that they thrash it, the person suggesting the band will win a free CD.
Wow.
And that is how the game is played.
And if someone stumps us, or if we agree on one particular song that everyone liked it, they will win a prize.
I did mention that while I was doing this. So
I didn't hear that.
Who wasn't paying attention now?
I was listening. I think
it was Darren. I did mention that.
Okay.
Let's begin.
I think you mentioned it in your head.
I did mention it.
I wasn't paying attention, so I can't.
I heard Rob say something about a free CD.
It's sexual.
I didn't hear
Thank
the first
you.
Part. So
okay.
Could have been anything.
I'm going to hold the judgment back.
You know,
send out
the
autograph poster yet, Rob?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I'd mail everything out.
Why don't you just give it to Darren? Just let's
give it to me. Why?
Out of sheer principle.
Darren, ask Rob to give it to you.
Principle of being a dude on purpose?
Ask Rob to give it to you.
Rob, give it to me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, get started with a song by Cancer Scare recommended. Rat AIDS is the band.
Pleasant.
And the track is The Pigs of America.
We're the Pigs of America.
Whoa. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the album. Oh.
Where are they from?
Well, this is just a Bandcamp link.
You're on Sirius, right?
There's not anything here.
So Rich Hall's FUPA is the Fantasy Football League winner, by the way, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Oh. That makes sense. Can we confirm that, or did he just say that?
He just
Probably
said
just
Rob
saying
won't
it.
Send me my prize for the Fantasy League.
Yeah.
Nope.
So, Porky Pig has epilepsy and AIDS.
That's
one of the song titles.
That's a split B-side.
You're a cunt, Charlie Brown. Fat, greasy American scumfuckers, parentheses, McDonald's Nation. Rape that church in the name of science.
So they're anal cunts, basically.
I guess so. The A, B, C, D, A, T, H, E, F, G.
Let's just do the Porky Pig song in honor of Shlomo.
Sounds like a terrible punk band.
I support Noah's choice.
Very, very, very.
Sean would love this.
Recorded through a tin can.
Oh my god, this sounds like the song from Funny or Die. From Funny Games.
Is this a female singer? I hope.
This is Shlomo's mother, I hope.
Yeah.
Get off the phone!
What are you doing? Who are you talking to?
I got my panties in a Ziploc bag!
Is it all like this? Or... Oh, noodling. Oh, you like it?
That's it. That's the track.
That
what do we
sounded
think?
Like the band that they play on in the movie Funny Games. I can't.
I don't know what
John
remember.
Zorn's punk metal band with the dude from Napalm Death.
So, Nick, as our guest, would you like to be the first to review this?
Do you thrash that or trash that?
It's trash.
Okay.
It reminds me of trying to sound like the band Swarm from Japan or Bathtub Shitter from Japan.
Bathtub Shitter was in Death and No Death once.
They have this like the piercing type of vocal style that they're trying to aim for or whatever, but
piercing metal.
It's done better other places. Trash.
I feel like Nick would be great at Death or No Death because you just know a vast amount of completely obscure bands.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you should sit in on that and challenge our celebrity guest, whoever that may be.
Cool.
Too bad we won't invite you that week.
I might be busy. Anyway.
If we don't invite him, he'll be busy.
Rob loves when Nick is here because it's somebody that Rob gets to goof on for some reason. Like, all of us goof on Rob, but then Rob You're like Rob's dog that he comes home to, and after a tough day at work, he kicks the dog.
We lost our virginity together, so.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
With the same girl or together with each other?
Are you guys Eskimo brothers?
No.
Just brothers.
Just, what does that mean?
Just together.
Is that like a sex
position? An Eskimo brother is when...
you do it over a whale or something?
No, one guy fucks a chick, and then another guy fucks that same chick. Then those two guys are Eskimo
brothers. Oh, because they got his cum on him?
Like No, it doesn't
have to be like in the same day or whatever.
You have to be actually related to the... It has to be like your real brother or sister.
No.
And if you share the same girl, then you're Eskimo brothers.
I never heard of that.
Oh, really?
I thought Eskimo brothers was just if you both fucked the same chick at some point in your lives. I don't... At least that's how they made it sound on The League.
I don't know. It seems... Well, all right.
Rob, what did you think of the song?
I wanted to like it.
Why?
I dig the gimmick.
What's the gimmick?
That, hey, look at us. We're offensive, and we have a pig theme.
That's the gimmick of this live cast.
Exactly. So I don't find this original.
He doesn't like plagiarism.
Thus, I trash it.
So what, was it a female singer, though?
I don't know. There's no info on this page.
What are they called?
Rat AIDS.
Oh, yeah, Rat AIDS.
I didn't want to like it and succeeded in not liking it because it was terrible. Not even music. I trash it.
Yeah, it was. It's once again, it's a bunch of noise to facilitate funny song titles, which... Great for the song titles, but you don't have to actually bother recording anything. Just give me the song titles, and that's it. It's fine.
I
trash it.
I didn't even think the song titles were that good. In that genre of offensive song titles, it wasn't that clever.
It's probably just a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Cancer Scare says he's the singer, and it was a joke.
Oh, stop. You would be much better than this. Please. I don't believe it. You're very talented.
And also, I think the singer was a woman.
Tyler Perry in Eskimo Brothers.
I don't see why Kansas Scare would lie. Kansas Scare, this is how we truly feel about your band.
I like the way he was singing, if that's really Cancer Scare.
Oh.
And I like that it was frantic. Uh-huh. No, and it reminds me of that band that I can't remember who they are. Mm-hmm. Or I don't even know if I ever knew
so you love
who
it.
The band is.
Converge.
No.
John Zorn's side project.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, John Zorn, the saxophone.
From Funny Games?
Yeah, Funny Games. Yeah.
What is Funny Games?
It's a movie, a remake of a French horror movie.
No, but it's a German.
It's a German movie. Yeah.
German movie, but in the very original French. German movie.
Yeah. It's like a grind with like horns. Right?
It's crazy.
With brass. Yeah, it's John Zorn.
But since it's
project.
Not that, I trash it.
Okay. I was scared you were going to like that for a second.
No.
You were teetering. All right, so unanimous.
All right.
Excellent.
So are you
Does he win anything?
No. You gotta unanimously impress us. Alright, what's our
next? So the next band is from Zodiac Killer. It is a band called Clorox Bong.
Okay.
Track titles Huffing Locust Dusk, Legacy of Shit, CXBX Will Fuck You Up.
Can I interrupt you for a second? Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Super Nintendo Chalmers says the only German movies Noah's seen involve piss and shit.
That was good. That was a worthy interruption.
Why don't you read what Shankletown just said?
What did he say? Oh, it's funny games equals watching the Mets. Lately, that's true.
Okay.
The band is Naked City. John Zorn.
I've been to Naked City.
Clorox Bong.
It was a strip club in Queens.
This is Huffing Locust Dust.
And Shankletown, you met Ike Davis on Silent Library. How dare you insult the Mets? Toothpaste. Yeah, that's I liked them until that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we have?
Is he saying words?
No.
Saying,
nanny, nanny, man,
Nick, don't improve the song.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Alright, so what do we think of it?
Hate it.
Yep.
No, that's all we need to say.
Okay, yep. So do we all agree that we trash it?
Yeah.
It was alright.
Okay. Alright, so you liked it?
Yeah, it was alright.
Okay. One trash. What did you like about it?
It was not bad. Well, I mean, it was relentless at least. Didn't try to stop.
Agree with that.
It was relentless. And I mean, it's thrash riffing. You've heard it before, but whatever. It was all right.
Mild thrash.
All right, this next one is from Flash Funk.
Ah.
The band is Drainland. They have a sans serif font as their logo. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I prefer comic
Maybe it's
fans.
Power metal.
Limb Template is the...
Somebody find a band whose logo is in Comic Sans. I will automatically thrash it.
There should be a band called Comic Sans.
I'm sure there is.
Would you like that band?
I'll do it. It'll be a typography band. All the songs are typography.
There'd just be no music. It would just be fonts.
Arial, Times New Roman, Webdings. That'll be our more experimental track.
Down. It's about to dig for change there. I love watching Sid's face when we play this game. It's just so, like, you see the range of emotions.
Yeah.
Disgust.
Yeah. All right, so what do we think?
Sid, you
Sid.
Until those group vocals there at the end, I was actually quite enjoying it. But I don't know if the group vocals are enough to make me trash. I think I'll thrash.
Okay.
I'll thrash that.
Noer?
I started to like it, but then when it went to that, like, boring, like, breakdown part, it just... I heard it before, so I
okay. It had potential, and maybe if this is this guy's first recordings, it could be forgiven. But it's like sounds like he's trying to go for like an old death metal, old school death metal sound. Trash it, but with asterisk. I'll look interested in his next thing.
It sort
I don't
of
know.
Sounded like Coalesce to me, no?
That
odd comparison, Rob? No?
I didn't hear it, no.
Fair enough.
I also thought I would like it, but then I realized, nope, this is boring. Trash.
I don't know. I'm with you, basically. I had a little hardcore-y type of feel to it, and I liked that about it. I'm not going to totally shit all over it. It could be better, but I'll give it a mild thrash.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, it's not fair to give a song just 1 minute.
Yeah.
But that's the rules of the game.
That's the game, buddy.
Deal with it.
Right.
A great
Life
song can win
fair.
You over
Life's
in a minute.
Fair, yeah.
All right, so that's another
Shlomo
loser.
Knows all about that.
Oh. Shinkletown in the chat actually tracked down the band Comic Sans. So I think we should trash that.
Let's see.
The Hell's Angels, Vixen, or Nani are the song titles.
Nani.
All right.
How do you spell Nani?
N-A-N-I. All right.
Like Poonani?
It's Nanny.
Me want Poonani. I don't hear shit.
I don't know. This is probably not meant.
It's the offspring.
Gotta keep separate. I can't believe you thrashed this, Sid.
What?
You said you would automatically thrash.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So this isn't even metal.
Like that. I can't.
Yeah.
Let it get to the chorus. Let's see where it goes.
Fast forward to it.
Probably not that.
Yeah. Choking on the splinters.
Sounds like Late Butthole Surfers.
Oh yeah, that's right. What was that single that actually got on MTV?
Pepper.
How did it go? I can't remember.
I don't mind the rain sometimes.
I don't mind the rain sometimes.
That's exactly what I was thinking of when I had Beck.
Oh my god.
Now, you still thrash this? Thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. You're a man
it's
of your
more
word.
Musical than anything you guys listen to. Bam!
Ouch.
Oh.
Bam!
Well, Noah listens to musical things.
I suppose. But she doesn't play them here. She just plays the Falconer.
That's musical. It's just.
Falconer is very musical.
That's like out of a Broadway musical.
Sorry, are you saying like, Ghostland Observatory is not musical?
What's that?
This?
It's one note.
Hey.
I would just say that.
That's
not going to stop.
Bad.
Please.
I'm not metal.
Do we have any Cynic?
Stop it!
It's his favorite band.
How dare you, man. It's a Cynic-free zone.
All right. Are we going to ever finish thrashing that? Or?
I believe we have a cynical person on the phone.
Oh, Shlomo again.
Call number 800.
I think I've had my fill of Shlomo.
No, I mean, do we have to finish it? Like, I trash Comic Sans. I don't like it.
Oh, this is sorry.
Yeah, these are not very good suggestions.
Yeah, we need a good one. What's going on?
Pick it up, man.
By the way, the chat wants a comment on that selection. There you go.
If your listener's music tastes is any indication of your audiences abroad, then...
Wah, wah.
All right, here's a band called Spiral Mountain.
They're not picky.
Who submitted this? Let me see. Spiral Mountain was by Shlomo Choina.
Oh, that's why he's calling in.
I trash it.
So let's hear this. Oh, it's a 19-year-old solo artist from Arkansas.
What?
Named
is
Shlomo.
Is Shlomo's dream boy? Yeah.
So does that make him junior high school in Arkansas?
Bongos. The Santana featuring
Shlomo.
Shlomo
gets high and listens to this in his room on his beanie bag.
Purple haze. I'll close my brain. That's too funny, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
I can just see him, like, in his room just spinning. Trying to get high that way.
I'm tripping. I'm tripping balls.
Are you doing that wrong?
Yes, that's my computer lying. Sorry.
Bitch.
Shlomo in the sky with diamonds. Champion 95.
Okay, so what do we think of this?
This is awful. This is like the worst episode of Thrasher to Trasher we've ever done.
It's pretty weak.
This is not. I can't even begin to get behind any of this.
Boring.
Yeah. No.
I did not like it at all.
Nick.
Boring.
Me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
That's it. We're stopping.
You know
we're
what
not playing this... anymore.
Okay. You know what we need right now, Noah?
What?
Those chocolate chip cookies that are right over there.
Oh, I forgot.
There. Can you go get them?
Yeah.
Can I choose a band for...
Okay. Are they? It has to be an unsigned band.
Zombie rap.
I don't even know. It's a band called Herpes from France.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's not very SEO.
How would I
say that? Pronounced
Herpes.
Herpes band.
Herpes.
Herpes Villages.
Herpes.
Go to the YouTube. I don't know, man.
That's not an SEO title.
Yeah, you can't. What's the song title? Do you know the song title?
I forgot. I just downloaded it. It's new to me.
You just downloaded Herpes?
Let's play some...
That's how you get herpes.
Why don't we play some zombie rap in the meantime while you're loading that?
No, what's some zombie rap?
Gorg... what's that? They're from France, too.
Oh, Dungarizub?
No. It's rap and brutal growls over it. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Nick used to bring the zombie rap over to Noah's house when we were recording stuff and play it.
Zombie rap. That's what it was called.
You couldn't hear what the guy was rapping. You have
it's like
it?
A rap beat.
I don't know what it is.
I think it might be like gore something. Whatever.
Gore something?
Yeah, let's look
gore
that up.
I
feel like we just keep walking into a wall.
Man.
Zombie hip hop. Or zomb hop. Alright. Search Autobahn Surak.
You think Rob knows how to spell that?
O-T-P-O.
I think he knows.
V-O-N-S-U-R. Yeah.
What?
Chirac.
What's the difference between zombie rap and horrorcore, he's asked. Well, this is with a hip-hop beat, right? That's the main difference. And that would be more metal.
Yeah.
This is just hip-hop with growling. Well, not this, I never heard. But.
He uses, like, really brutal samples in his beat, so it's kind of weird. This whole Miami scene, it's like these guys, they get together in little tiny clubs. It's very punk, and, like, wear weird fucking costumes. He's got girls on stage with, topless girls on stage with, like, head horses, and they're, like, wearing, like, horse masks. And, it's really weird.
Does this ever get into rapping?
It's gonna get more dubstep.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, you get Rob's interest with this. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like this as much as what you used to play.
I can't think of that band's name.
Sounds like fart.
Nah, yeah, turn this off. It's kind of. I'm sorry, I can't get into this.
All right.
I thrash it.
Yeah, we've been trashing everything. Even Nick's suggestion stuff.
Yeah, I just want to like something.
No, that
was
anything right now.
All
right,
his suggestion was herpes, but we can't find it.
Herpes.
Herpes. That is my favorite band. All
right, the band is Swarm, and the song is called Against Again, I believe. Or...
But Swarm is a known band.
Oh, all right.
Has to be like unsigned.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right.
So think of like your neighbor's band.
How about Flying Vetus?
Yeah. There's a video of that up.
Is that right?
Yeah, if you go to MySpace.
That was you played in a band that was a Dying Fetus cover band.
For Rob's birthday.
Right.
Yeah. Dying Fetus was the Metal Injection intro.
Yeah. That and Rob, I mean, Frank was the drummer in that, correct?
Yep.
Well, not in Dying Fetus.
Frank
is cover band.
Frank probably has drummed for Dying Fetus at some point. He drums. He doesn't say no.
I went up and I did Kill Your Mother, Rape Your Dog.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me saying that like I have any idea what
I'm
talking about?
Then when I kill your mother, rape your dog.
I don't have a dog.
Because I raped it. Raped it dead.
That doesn't
Rob.
Answer the question.
I raped it to death.
I still would have had it.
Nick, stop improving the song.
Nick, stop putting the mic to your stomach.
Oh, no, he had McDonald's today. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick said that they put some type of foam into the chicken nuggets.
No, it's a defoamer. It's a silicon-based... It's petroleum in your chicken nuggets.
He looked up what's in the chicken nuggets and found that there's, like, this disgusting chemical...
What is it?
...that makes the chicken not foam when you cook it.
Is this the McNuggets or the chicken selects or both?
Probably both. Uh-huh. But I read it on the Wikipedia entry on nuggets itself. Yeah.
And then he went to Dunkin' Donuts, to McDonald's.
Then I went there, yeah.
And ate the food.
Well, he had a Big Mac, in all fairness.
Different.
He didn't eat the chicken.
Did you have one of those?
Yeah, that just has feces in it. No big deal.
So let's take a...
Do you have a shamrock shake?
They're not doing those yet,
are they? Yeah, they are.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
It's a shamrock shake.
I've never had one, but I hear they're very good.
They make the shakes green for St. Patrick's.
They're like
minty
or something.
Ew.
I thought it's just the color. I don't know what it tastes like.
I don't know. Lonnie is very excited about it. He was Does that make your shit green?
Lonnie's a Jew. What the fuck?
Slurpees make my shit green or purple or blue. Or
really?
Have you ever pooped like any other colors besides brown?
I pooped yellow.
I just said Slurpees.
Yellow?
Yeah, I've pooped yellow.
When I get ill or something.
Dark green?
Yeah.
I've done dark green. And once I did blue because I had too much blueberry cereal.
Well, yeah, that's what Slurpees do that to me. Whatever color the Slurpee is, my poop will come out like that.
Yeah, but that's different. That's like food coloring just not being processed by your body.
Yeah.
But if your shit changes color for real, like the actual shit, it means different things to your body.
Like what?
Well, you can look it up. I know there's a whole Reddit group about shitting. It's called the R Shitting Advice.
Oh,
and you can like how to wipe and everything else, and I found out that there's like a scale of from 1 to 5 of what, or 1 to 10, what type of shit that you have, like the consistency, and each thing means something. And like,
and they're all bad.
No. To be a 3 or 4 is like the best consistency of shit. I could find that for you.
Could that be the episode title? Consistency of shit.
I thought we already had a good one.
Isn't that an Anthrax album?
Persistence of shit.
Yeah. That's their new greatest hits.
Ay.
I can't find the shitting advice column.
Our
shitting advice. Reddit.com.
Here's the scale.
There's a scene in Tim and Eric's new movie. Remember, what are they called?
Shrimp.
Yeah. You saw it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
I've seen it as well.
That's good? Great.
It's good for the most part, but it feels very long.
It's like the show, but too long.
Yeah, you're used to an episode of Tim and Eric being, 12 minutes long? This is like a little over an hour and a half.
But is there any consistent story to
it?
Or
yeah.
All right. What's it about? Give me the plot summary.
They get paid $1 billion to make a movie, but they spend all the money on Hollywood excess and stuff, and the movie never gets – or the movie gets made, but it's a minute long. So the guy that paid them the money wants the money back, and they go in hiding, and they are offered by Will Ferrell or whoever Will Ferrell plays $1 billion to – resurrect his shopping mall that has fallen on hard times in some small town. So then they take over the shopping mall and try to.
I already like it. Will Ferrell's in it.
Will Ferrell, but he's in it for 5 minutes.
Ah, boo.
I mean, it's good. It's worth watching, but it's not great. I wouldn't say.
So here's the Bristol Stool Scale. It's actually 1 through 7. I was wrong. It's not 10. The 7 types of stool are type 1. Separate hard lumps like nuts, hard to pass. Type 2, sausage-shaped but lumpy. Type 3, like a sausage but with cracks on its surface. Type 4, like a sausage or a snake, smooth and soft.
That's mine. That's mine.
That's the 3 and 4 are the best. Type 5, soft blobs with clear-cut edges, passed easily. Type 6, fluffy pieces with ragged edges, a mushy stool. Or type 7, watery, no solid pieces, entirely liquid. Oh, types 1 and 2 indicate constipation, with 3 and 4 being the ideal stools, especially the latter. They're the easiest to defecate, and 5 to 7 tending towards diarrhea.
I sometimes get a 5 or 6, I will not lie.
Yeah.
Oh, I get 7 too sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever poop and it was so perfect that it went into the pipe?
Flushes itself?
Yeah.
I get so mad. I need to analyze this.
It almost didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that this happens to you because I get so emotional. I'm like, what? All that work for nothing and I can't even see came out of me?
It's like you had a miscarriage. Your baby's
gone. But you don't see.
Maybe you shit out a tadpole and it swam away.
Yeah.
It's possible.
That's what I used to think when I was younger.
I think that happens when you eat something that's really rich in iron. It's just so heavy that it hits the bottom of the bowl.
I had number 4 one time, and it made the shape of the and symbol.
Oh, wow.
%. So I was going to get the camera out of my pocket to take a picture, but another one came, and it ruined it. It was laid it across the
ruined your
wrong
ampersand.
Way.
Damn it.
Yeah.
It would have been great.
You couldn't hold it? You couldn't hold the second turd in?
It was really spontaneous, and when I saw it, I just was like, wow. You know,
the second turd made an interrobang. I'm going to poop out an asterisk later. I'm going to work on that. That's great.
You're going to poop out your asterisk.
Yes. I have a friend that he takes pictures of his poop all the time and sends them to my phone. And I have no idea what. Not just mine. He sends out mass texts of poop. And some of them I just can't.
That's so gross.
I know. Why is that something you think is funny?
That's not. Yeah.
Why
that's
do you
disgusting.
Do that?
What do you think Twitter's for? Come on.
But
do you ever ask him to stop?
I always wonder if. Of course. He goes, no, fuck you. I always wonder if.
I don't think he's your friend.
Yeah.
I wonder if he saves up poops, doesn't flush them, and takes three, and then sends it. Because there's so much feces in the bowl at the time when he sends the pic.
No. I don't know if
you
ever. There was one time where my. Toilet got clogged and I pooped and I didn't know that it was clogged, so I came back later on and it my turd or whatever was in the water, but layers of it came off, so you start to see what's inside of it.
Decomposing.
Decayed shit.
No,
wasn't that an Anthrax album?
Yeah.
Girls are supposed to poop marshmallows. No.
Yeah.
Well,
fluffy
pieces
of
marshmallows
with ragged
edges. Disintegrate also.
Were there bones inside? What was
I don't remember.
It was an owl pellet.
I think it was gross.
What was in? You don't remember what was inside the poop? Tell us. Come on.
You have 90 seconds to tell.
It was just layers of stuff. so gross.
I've seen the. I told you the story on the air once that I fell asleep thinking I had flushed and didn't flush, and I woke up and the whole house was rancid. And that too, the poop had started degenerating.
Did you fall asleep on the toilet?
No, I woke up in the middle of the night to shit, which I hardly ever do. I almost never.
So you
almost,
shit and you just went back to bed.
I guess. Of course I wait, but when you—that's automatic though. Like I guess I was too weak to hit the flusher,
okay.
Right? And you hear it, but it didn't. I didn't check the poop to see that it went down. You know.
Well, did you have the lights on, or did you leave the lights off so your eyes wouldn't have?
Did you masturbate?
No, I did not. I don't know. It's poop. I have to be very far removed from my last poop to masturbate.
Yeah.
That grosses
really?
Me out. Yeah.
Like far removed? Like it has to be like a few hours' time? Or you
yes.
Can't,
I can't just shit and poop. I don't know. It's a thing. Primal
shower.
But then your butt's like all sensitive and stuff. Doesn't it make it feel better? You can
no.
Play
no.
with it a little?
I wish I could tell you yes to turn you on, but no. It's not true. Sorry to ruin the story. No. No, shit is immediate. I don't even like any ass play with a girl or anything, you know.
What at all?
That I don't mind, because yeah. I'm not the one involved with the poop. If it's there anyway, and she's... You know,
but then what if she goes to make out with you after
well,
licking your butt?
That's not happening.
Then you're kissing a dirty
what
whore.
What if she wants to give you a blowjob?
So, wait, no. If she's going in for a kiss, you would, like yes. shoo her away?
Yes. I'd smack her.
He would just turn around so she would kiss his back.
No,
I don't want to my back.
Well, honestly, if she's into licking his ass, then she's probably into getting slapped in the face by him
yeah.
also. So
yeah,
she'll
true.
Probably
yeah.
be down for that. Can't lose with that girl.
Look, this Shankletown Darren is like the Andy Warhol of fecal matter. I don't even know what that means, but I enjoy that. Thank you. I like to be the Andy Warhol of anything. Yeah. Rich Hall's Fupa says, does Noah like grasshopper dicks?
No, she does not.
Oh, do we even know? Maybe grasshoppers, like, proportional to their size, have enormous dicks.
Yeah, Rob, look it up.
I just keep thinking that it's shaped like a grasshopper now.
Yeah, that's how I envision.
I have antennae on my. I have antennae on my dick.
You gotta be more scientific, Rob. Genitals of grasshopper.
Oh.
Grasshopper
loins
genital.
Of the grasshopper.
Grasshopper phallus.
Grasshopper mating.
I am just lost right now. Shankletown wants to call this episode Noah's Turd or Whatever.
Yeah.
Did we just say that?
Okay. Noah
like
said something about her turd or whatever.
They don't really have penis.
I was asked by Shankletown, would you kiss a girl after she licked a grasshopper's ass? No.
Is that a way to get high? I think they did that on Beavis and Butthead once.
And finally, Rich Hall's Fupa says, was Noah's Asian boyfriend Jeremy Lin? Was he?
It's possible. We don't know.
Who's Jeremy Lin?
He's
you
the point
know
guard
Jeremy
of
Lin
the
Lin
Knicks
is?
Now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
He's the Chinaman that's now the point guard for the Knicks.
Oh,
you
Jeremy
you
Lin.
You haven't gotten insane this week?
No.
Like all the newspapers and websites and everything with the Lin puns.
I did see
all
that. That's been...
You have a fear of lintimacy, perhaps? It's pretty fun to watch, I'll say that.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
He dribbles with chopsticks, so it's very interesting.
Oh, wow.
He makes iPhones while doing timeouts.
You know what the best thing about this sound effect is? That there's a gong on the screen. It's like Ross Tom Araya thing.
TomArayaScream.com?
Yeah.
Still haven't gotten the cease and desist.
And when you click it, the gong shakes like you hit it. It vibrates.
Nice. It must be very satisfying.
Yes, it is. On that gong, I would say.
Isn't The Walking Dead on?
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to wrap up. I'm going to actually go home, but the rest
too.
Of the people here. Oh, I thought you were staying.
I'm out of here.
I'm going to watch The Walking Dead, which is on tonight on AMC, on replay when I get home. Now that I know
is Mike Screwin coming through?
So everyone watch The Walking Dead.
I'm going to download it on RLS
can you hear me?
Log.
Can you hear me?
That's what I'm really going to do too, Nick. I'm just saying that I'm going to watch the replay. But you're right.
You just don't want to hang out with me and watch it.
No, I love
that's
you, Noah.
Truth.
No,
no it's we can't sleep over, and there's three of us here who live in South Brooklyn.
Yes,
yep.
It's true.
And you live in North Brooklyn.
And I have a ride also. I actually
have never
to
hang out, Darren. Right. Always leave right away.
I will.
You
hang
guys
out.
Leave in so bro. We live in no bro.
Whoa.
Whoa, bro.
I'd rather live in so bro.
Yeah.
You are so bro.
This neighborhood sucks balls.
I wish we
these
could all
people
just get an apartment together.
A big building where we can like have shows and recording studio.
Like a squat.
And a dungeon where Noah can dress up in leather and beat the people on a fucking forum.
Which we would charge for, of course.
Yeah.
Like a ride.
Like $1,000.
Right.
And we'd have awesome apartments. Wah, wah.
Rob,
I don't know.
Happen.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Start a hedge fund. Invest in, like, the most fucking crooked-ass shit you can get. And just, you know, build your money.
Is that what you're doing with your base money?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to lend it all to poor people, and then I'm going to have the government bail me out for 4 times the amount that I lent them. It's going to be awesome.
Is that like a metaphor for something?
No, it's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
In life?
In life, in America. Yeah.
On that note, bye.
Wah, wah.
Where are we going? Have a happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did you get for us, Sid?
This cookie on this plate and an empty bottle of Yoo-hoo.
What are you getting your wife?
She might be listening. I can't spoil that shit.
You know she's not listening.
Amy, if you're listening, turn it off.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, we're going out to a fancy dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't beyond you going, that, I'm not giving details.
Aren't you going? You going to a hill country?
No, we did that last week.
Okay.
That
what about
tasty?
Are you gonna wear your silk boxers?
I don't have silk boxers. I did once, but they ripped too easily.
I took a date to Hill Country, and it was like I ate there with you, and it was different than.
Well, which one did you go to? The chicken one or the regular one?
What's chicken one? I don't know.
Okay, they just serve fried chicken and chicken strips.
No. We went, and they had like all cold cuts, and you just take a plate of cold cuts, they slice it for you, and you take it back to the
Well, you go to the counter, table. And you say, hey, you want 1/2 pound of brisket, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like being a fucking deli. I didn't know that.
More or less, yeah. That's the Texas style of how barbecue restaurants are.
She was all
like
annoyed.
I don't like that they serve it that way. The food's good, but I want a waiter.
Oh, great. The food was
I want
great.
To be served.
Yeah, me too. That's my complaint.
I don't to go to a fucking counter.
I didn't enjoy that.
Yeah.
Rob's buddies with the fucking guy that chops the meat.
Yeah, the one of the butchers.
You made friends with him because he chops meat, or already?
No, he actually knew me.
He knew you from Metal Injection?
Yes, he was a Metal Injection fan.
Is he the guy that writes peanut butter on the brain?
No, it's not Garrett. No, just some guy, and like I went one time, and I was ordering all my meat, and then he was just like, hey man, big fan of Metal Injection. Don't worry about this. And then he didn't charge me for anything.
Wow.
I ordered like $40 worth of meat.
Did you share with any of us? No.
No, not this. The time with you guys.
I know.
He didn't give me.
Why didn't you bring us back some? I mean,
oh,
I'm sure you didn't eat all of it.
Yeah, I did.
Here's some free shit because you're a big deal.
Yeah. Why didn't you be a big deal and then you can get your free shit?
All you'd have to do is whip out a titty. Rob had to start a fucking successful website.
Yeah. It's so awesome that in this culture we give like people like the Kardashians like free like private jets and like the whole 9 yards. And
shit, the people have money already.
Have
we
money.
Give them more stuff.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
And if someone's broke, we go no fucking welfare.
Yeah.
Where's your TV show?
Fucking unemployment 99 asshole.
With that said,
Rob wants to leave and watch The Walking Dead.
I would like, no, I would just like a private jet, is what I'm saying, for free. I'd like a sponsored private jet.
What about Rent?
Yeah, I'd like my Rent paid. Yeah.
No, he wants the movie Rent on DVD.
Is that so, Nick?
I'll take Rent being paid.
A Blu-ray or a DVD?
my housing rent over a private jet any day.
We could live in the jet.
Yeah, it's true.
Fuck that.
You live wherever you want. You fly, all of a sudden you live in France.
Yeah, just get off the plane anywhere and be homeless in the park.
You could go see the Arpe show in France anytime you want.
You never have to be homeless in the same park twice with a jet.
There's gotta be a couple people in Zuccotti Park who are like kind of understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Outdoorsman.
Like, so what, man? I'm still here for the cause.
Yeah. I wanted to play Dave Mustaine's Hanukkah Hits on the way out, but I can't find it. Do you have that?
I think we should play the Chris Brown and Rihanna song.
Okay, I have that for sure. All right, because it's the Grammys.
Yeah.
That's right. All right.
Because instead of watching the Grammys, you people decided...
Well, they could have watched it on mute.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Chris Brown singing a Rihanna song about beating up Rihanna.
We'll see you next week, everybody!
Peace.
She don't mind whips and chains. I put a staple gun to her brain. She don't ever tell me no when I wanna dish out some pain. Baby, she got issues. She loves to lick the bottom of my shoes. And that's not all she likes. She get down with a railroad spy. Because Rihanna thought it was so exciting. When she found out I was into biting. Said that she wanted to get roughed up. So I took my fist and I balled it up. Now I beat her because she loves it. Hit her with everything in my closet. I can even beat her with my umbrella. I can even beat her with my umbrella. Ella,
ow,
Ella.
Ow, ow, ow.
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow, 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 ow.
Beat that bitch with my umbrella.
Ow,
Ella.
Ow, ow, ow.
Beat her with my umbrella. Ella,
ow, 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 ow.
I never run when my fists are clenched. Or when I smack her with an Allen wrench. And when the cops take me in, we'll let the judge get some punches in. If the bruise is big, she starts to squeal just like a pig. But now I know that she'll never fight, just as long as I treat her right. Because she used to like me to kiss and hug her. Now I got her beat her with a Louisville slugger. She's cute when she tries to put up a fight. Starts kicking and screaming all through the night. Now that I beat her more than ever, know that there could be no other. I can even hit her with my umbrella. I can even beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 That really hurt.
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! Stop that already! Ow! Ow!
I can stab her in the arm. Get along, she won't get mad. She's my little punching bag. There's a squad car sitting out front. Think I'm getting locked up. Because 911, she started dialing. Ordered me for domestic violence. Said that I gave her two black eyes and a hot curling iron burn on her thighs. Now be locked up in the slammer. Won't be visited by Rihanna. Gonna be ass raped by a fella. Gonna be ass raped by a fella. Ow! 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 Ass raped by a fella. Ow! 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 Be ass raped by a fella.
Ow! 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 Oh, I kinda like this.
Ass raped by a fella.
Ow! Ow!
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I'm in jail.
You think you big and bad Chris Brown beating up on girls?
Oh.
Come here.
Chris Brown, Anal Rape Remix, 2009.
Yeah.
Umbrella on fire.
Featuring Bubba.
Bubba.
That's my
Bubba.
Shit right there.
Stop. Oh, Bubba, you hit the spot.
That's because I use my umbrella.
about, but you can